the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in a schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
So my dad, I told my dad a bunch of jokes the other day, and he was really excited. He laughed really hard, and there were a bunch of dumb jokes. But he just called me, so I want to see if I can get him to tell, see if he can tell any of the jokes.
Let's tell him jokes. That's what I'm saying. And see who can make him laugh hardest, but exactly. None that we've written.
We're trying to just tell him jokes.
Classic jokes.
All right, I'm going to call him real quick. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
I'm at home.
You all at home?
Yep.
Cool.
Do you remember those jokes I told you, Dad?
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I gotta write them down. That one, because they're always tacked. I forgot to tell people that one, darn it.
Who were you gonna tell?
I forgot to tell my counselor. I saw him today. I was gonna tell him that one. I forgot. Now, tell me how it goes, though. I didn't remember exactly. You say, how come they're always on time at the airport? Is that it?
How come gay guys are never late to the airport?
Oh, never late.
Because their shit's always packed.
Oh, that's right. I couldn't remember the question. I forgot the question. How come they're never late? I didn't. Yeah, that's what it is.
Because they already. It's late. Because they already have their shit packed.
I thought I wouldn't forget it, but... forgot the question. I remember the punchline, but I forgot the question.
You just ran into him and said, because their shit's always packed!
Not exactly, but...
Do you remember the other ones at all?
I didn't share it.
Do you remember the other ones?
No, I forgot the other one. I'm looking for something to write with is what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm sitting in my chair watching the Animal Planet.
Why was Helen Keller a bad driver? Are you there? I told him these jokes. I don't know. He asked me if I knew any good jokes the other day, so I told him a bunch of jokes. And every one of them made him laugh, like, so hard. He laughed for, like, 3 minutes at each one, and he wrote them all down. And he's like, oh, I gotta tell Emilio these. And he said, I think...
What is he doing?
What the hell is that?
Sounds like he's playing tetherball.
Where the hell did he go?
He went to go tell Emilio.
All right, so...
Okay, why didn't...
The punchline!
Don't write them down now. We're just going to... Actually, me and Chris are going to tell you some jokes, okay?
So you don't want me writing them all down, right?
Right, it'll take too long.
Okay, why are gay guys never late for their flights at the airport?
You guys see where I get my delivery?
What?
Nothing. Let's write it down slowly. Why are gay men never late for the airport?
Or their flights at the airport.
Because their shit's always packed. That is so funny. I can't believe I couldn't remember the punchline.
No, you remember the
punchline. I think I did. I think I might have told him, actually.
This was just yesterday.
I share it with a few people. That's so hilarious.
What about, why was Helen Keller a bad driver?
Oh, that's right.
Because she's a woman.
I know.
What was the other one?
A second.
What was the other one I told you?
I just remember those two.
Why do women wear makeup and perfume?
Because they're ugly and they smell bad. that. And I talked to Sophie, and I didn't tell her that one. I can't think of a woman I could possibly kill that to with this trouble.
What was the other one? I never heard that one. Oh, what has...
Wait a minute. Why is South Carolina such a bad driver?
You just wrote these down yesterday. First of all, no one can read your handwriting, not even you, because you write, it looks like hieroglyphics when you write.
I can decipher my handwriting.
You cannot. Okay, what has 10,000 legs but can't walk?
Oh, yeah.
Jerry's kids.
Joke. I don't know if I'm... I mean, that's such a sick joke. I could only say it at the proper times.
When you call into the Jerry Lewis telethon. Ben, do you have any good jokes? Oh, I know what joke I could tell. I could tell the joke that you told me. Wait.
I got a good joke.
Okay, Chris is going to tell you a joke, man.
I used to know a lot of sick jokes. I can't remember hardly any of them anymore, darn it.
Hang on, Chris is going to tell
you. That reminds me of all the sick jokes I used to know.
Chris is going to tell
you. When I was your age.
Chris is going to tell you a joke right now.
This is sticking. Right. This is going to stick with the woman theme.
Good.
What do you call a woman with two brain cells? Pregnant.
Oh no! This is going to be bad. I can't already.
He already told you the answer. You didn't hear the answer?
No.
Pregnant.
Is he gonna die?
I have no idea what's going on right now. Oh my god. I can't stop laughing either.
Oh my goodness.
Golly.
Alright, I cleaned my eyes out real good.
Alright, Dad. This is Ben's joke. You ready?
No, I couldn't possibly laugh. I'm laughing too hard.
All
right,
here we go. What did? No, he can't hear you, Ben. I can turn up the speaker so he can hear you, but I might not.
No, that's fine. Jeez, listen to him go.
Dad, what did one sperm say to the other sperm?
One sperm say to the other sperm.
Yeah, Ben, you have to tell me the answer because I can't remember it.
I forgot. How does it go?
It's like
we got a long ways to go. We just passed the tonsils.
Yeah, there you go. All right, you ready, Dad?
Let's swim in an egg pool.
That's a good joke.
Yep.
That's it. You got it. No. Okay, what did one sperm say to the other sperm? We got a long way to go. We just passed the tonsils. I'm going to put the phone down for 5 minutes, guys. You want to take a break? The best audience ever.
All right.
I got one for your dad that I can tell you and you can tell your dad.
You tell it to me.
The punchline down yet.
What do you call four bullfighters in quicksand?
Dad, what do you call four bullfighters in quicksand?
Cuatro Cinco.
Two loops.
Cuatro Cinco. This is unreal.
I want to try to find a bad one and see if he laughs at it.
Wait, you didn't think Cuatro Cinco was a bad one?
Tell me that one.
Like a really bad one, though.
Seeing as how he's a Mexican-American.
Tell your dad this one. What do you call a boomerang that doesn't work?
How could I forget that one?
Dad, what do you call a boomerang that doesn't work?
A stick.
I used to have a boomerang from Australia. You remember it?
Yeah, of course I remember it. Are you kidding me? I do not remember that at all.
Yeah, I wanted it at my
mobile home. How could I forget the boomerang from Australia? No idea what he's talking about.
What do you call two? What do you call
boomerang that doesn't work?
I forgot the question. What do you call
a boomerang that doesn't work?
Oh, that's right.
You call it a stick.
What?
A stick.
A dick?
No. No. You call it a stick. This is the new entire format for the podcast.
I like that.
At least we know he won't laugh if he doesn't get it.
Yeah.
You got any ones, Chris?
It's just more women ones.
Let's hear them.
What does a woman have in common with a laxative? They both irritate the shit out of her.
What? You broke up. I didn't hear you.
I said, what does a woman have in common with a laxative? They both irritate the shit out of you.
Oh, no.
Oh man, Chris, that was the worst response so far.
I know. I went too far with that one.
I got another one.
All right, hang on. Chris has one for you.
I have a dirty one. Okay, what do you call a lesbian dinosaur?
What do you call a lesbian what?
Dinosaur.
A lesbian what?
A lesbian dinosaur.
Oh, a lesbian dinosaur.
Lick-a-lot-a-puss.
Okay, Chris, the key to the jokes, though, is you have to let him linger over for a while.
Ask him, what's the difference between an oral thermometer and a rectal thermometer?
All right, Dad, what's the difference... All right, Dad.
What's the next one?
What's the difference between an oral thermometer and a rectal thermometer?
What?
What's the difference between an oral thermometer and a rectal thermometer?
The answer is the taste.
It's an oral thermometer and a...
Rectal. Anal thermometer, rectal. Oh. A butthole thermometer.
Yeah, I get it.
You ready for?
What's the difference? No, I'm thinking.
I know. See, this is the best part, Chris. This is unedited.
What? I give it what? I didn't figure it out.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
The taste.
Taste. Oh, my God. Taste.
This is not a paid actor.
I gotta start the week off right. That'll be it.
All right.
Wait a minute, I got a question. Like I'm serious.
Hey, I was just curious.
X-serious is a heart attack.
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Just search Shoddy Radio at Facebook.com. Do you have a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com. Or give them a ring, 774-633-9669. That's 7 Shoddy Now.
I was just telling Ben, you know I work for a delivery company, right? We're not going to say the name right now.
Right, okay.
But, so first of all, I want to say that this story is completely made up just for the podcast. It didn't really happen, but it would be funny if it did.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell it as though it happened, though. All
right.
So I jump out of my van, and I run across the street. And I can see there's a car coming, but the car is nowhere near me, right?
Okay,
first of all, I have to preface this story by saying I do this a lot, and I run in front of people, but there's no way any of these people could hit me. Even if they sped up, they couldn't hit me. But sometimes I startle people because I seriously sprint across the street. So some people just – they look for an excuse to honk, and that really annoys me, and they like to honk at me. Most of the time, I just –
I know.
I don't care. You know what? It doesn't affect me. But this time
– you happen to me all the time when I was a bike messenger. Believe me. I know what you're talking about.
So
just look for an excuse to honk.
Yeah, they just want to, I can't believe what's going on.
Release their frustration because they don't like being stuck in traffic.
So I run across the street, and this car's not even near me. Like, it's not even close. So I'm running up to the delivery, and I'm going up, and then the car honks. And I keep walking. I'm like, what a dick. He wasn't even close to me. And then I was like, you know what? No, forget this. And I turn around and I go back, and that just shows you how much time I had. So I go back to the guy.
I had enough time that I had to
turn around and go back, and I could still get back in front of his car. And I didn't get in front of him, but I got right up next to him, and I gave him the double flip off. And I'm like staring right into the car, right eye to eye, basically, with the guy. And I'm just. What are you? And I'm just. God damn. What are you looking up over there, Chris?
I'm looking for jokes.
Alright. Why are you looking on jungletitties.org for jokes?
I didn't understand that.
Sorry,
never mind. What?
Nothing. We're just going to go back into it. So, I run up to the car, I go back out of my way, and I just flip this guy off. Yeah, both hands. And I'm looking at him, like right in his eyes. I duck down and I look into the car and I'm flipping him off. And he's looking back at me like kind of confused and a little scared. And I'm doing it really aggressively too. So then I start to walk away and then I hear the honk again. But it's from the same spot. And this guy's already driven off. So then I realized there was a parked car who was honking at me, and it was a girl on my route who just happens to know me. So she was just honking to say hi. So I just completely flipped off this random guy for no reason. And he just thinks I'm completely insane. And the girl is now looking at me really weird too. Like, why did I just flip off that guy for no reason? So then I kind of wave at her and just kind of go on about my way. See, guys, see how he says something after I tell a story? That's how a story should be taken. Alright, I seriously want to stop this fucking podcast. I don't know why, I'm a little bit pissed right now, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, I actually am.
Why?
I don't know, because I go out of my way to make a fucking statement after you guys tell a story. And it's like, that's not a bad story. And then I don't want to put it in because it just goes to silence. I don't know why. It annoys me.
Sometimes. I've heard that story.
Yeah, that happened yesterday.
Didn't you tell me that story before?
No.
I thought I've heard that story.
You just did that, though, actually subconsciously because you wanted to realize, hey, people aren't always honking at you.
I don't know why I'm getting mad at you guys.
Say hi. As a matter of fact, you reminded me. It's like when people would honk at me, that was one of my main things that I do. Is I'd wave to them, like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, that's what I normally do because I just assume I know everyone. But for some reason, this day I was in a bad mood because it was raining and I just had a fuck you chambered like Corolla.
Plus,
says.
It didn't happen yesterday because it didn't happen, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
How good did you know the girl?
Not that well, which made it even more awkward because because I couldn't go explain to her what happened, so she just thinks I'm extra crazy, so next time I go into the office to deliver something, she's just going to be like, I'll leave, and she'll be like, yeah, the other day I saw him, and he almost attacked some guy for no reason. you want to tell my dad some more jokes, Grace?
No, I don't know anymore.
Oh, I thought you were looking them up.
I know, but
I was also going to ask you why you were beating off while you were looking up jokes.
I got to do something to entertain myself during your stories.
What are you doing next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday. You know the word Wednesday has the word day in it.
Yeah. Doesn't every day have the word day in it?
No, I'm just saying, I always think it's weird when people say D. Like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
That is funny, Danny. Good observation. Is that how you want it to go?
Well, I don't know. I just felt a little awkward because you were like, we're halfway through my story, I hear this weird noise coming from your computer. Like, at least I pretend to pay attention.
Maybe we don't have the attention span for your stories.
I guess.
Maybe that's not a knock on you.
No, I shouldn't be mad because it doesn't matter.
Maybe I heard your story yesterday. I was letting you entertain your dad while I
tried
to find new jokes.
At least pretend to laugh.
Well, you always say everything is about intent, and my intent wasn't to make you angry.
Yes,
my intent was to tune out of that story.
Look, I already said I shouldn't have got mad. I honestly did, and it never happens, and it was weird. I honestly felt mad about it. Like, I guess it's because I thought it was a funny story, and because Chris laughed really hard when I told it to him yesterday, so I thought at least he'd pretend to, like, that he might have never heard the story before.
I'm not good.
I didn't believe you because you never get mad about anything.
I wasn't mad, but I was like, oh, come on.
And that's our format anyway.
What?
That's our format.
I know it is, and that's why I shouldn't be mad. It's weird to me. It was weird to me to feel that. Like, what? Why would I be mad about that? But I was. I guess it was because halfway through the story, the noise came out, and that kind of, I don't know.
Killed the flow.
Yeah, killed the flow. Otherwise, you guys would have been rolling. No, I'm not. That. I don't want an apology, Chris.
Well, I am sorry that I killed the flow. I'm not sorry I didn't laugh at you. I'll never apologize for that.
All right, let's tell my dad one more joke before he goes.
Well, wait, first I wanted to tell you, next Wednesday, I've been reading Everybody Their Saints, because remember I told you I got that book, Butler's Lives of the Saints?
Butler's wives.
A different saint every day.
Well, this is making the
cut. She became a saint in 1540. So anyhow, I'll read you about her on her birthday because I've been doing. Today was. I couldn't remember. I tried to call Rita and ask her.
Where are you getting this?
If it was the 19th. Dad. I couldn't remember. I think it's today. I think today was my mom and dad's anniversary.
Okay. Where were you? Where are you reading the information about the saint from?
The 19th.
Where are you?
I think it was the 21st. But it could be the 19th. But I remember it was a day away from Rita's birthday. And I know you're a week away from Rita's birthday.
Where?
That's why I was asking. What are you doing in a week next Wednesday?
See, your dad has timing.
Vinny, I want to read you about your saint on your birthday. That's what I've been doing.
Okay. All right, well, I'm gonna go with Dad. It was good talking to you. I love you.
I'll talk to you in a week.
Okay.
From yesterday.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Meet you about St. Well, I already told you. Okay, bye.
Night. Bye.
I love you. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
I mean, good talk. Yeah. Thanks for calling. Wait. I'm glad you were there. That's it. I'm glad you were there and answered. Have fun.
All right, you too.
You're doing the podcast right now?
We're doing a podcast right now.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
It's weird about your dad is that you couldn't make somebody like that up.
No. There's no point. It seems like it's a character, right?
Yeah. He's like the Kramer of shoddy radio. Like, he's just his own sideshow.
He is like Kramer because I swear, when we were growing up, he always knew somebody for something, too. Like, you know how Kramer always knows a guy?
Yeah.
That was my dad. He always knew someone. And the guy he knew, it was not at all helpful for anything. It was weird. Why did I get mad? That never happens to me.
I that's why I didn't believe you. I thought you were, like, trying to...
I honestly was.
Well, we were sitting here making Danny's dad laugh, so I figure he's got the laughter all taken care of.
I know. You owe me nothing, Chris. I don't want a fake pity laugh from you. I never want that. You know that.
All right. Well, I guess you never want any laughs from me.
You know what would make your stories better, though?
What?
Is a lot of times, I feel like in your head, you don't really know where you want it to go. So you're kind of, I feel like when you tell a story, half of it is stalling, and then that makes me lose interest. And when I'm sitting in front of a computer, it's hard not to tune out from what you're doing. See, I think you take it as like I'm purposely trying not to laugh or purposely trying to do something, when half the time I'm just purposely not paying attention. I'm just not paying attention. I'm not giving a reaction. I'm just not giving a reaction because I'm not paying attention.
That's a good idea, bro. I'm sorry, Ben, were you saying something?
Now I'm mad. I'm about to end the podcast. I'm angry right now. I am serious and I am angry.
Here's what I have to say about Danny's stories. You know how Quentin Tarantino movies go all back in different directions and they don't start at the beginning, they start at the middle, but they're still entertaining? Yeah. Well, that's like Danny's story, except minus the entertaining.
I knew where that was going when you started. I'll tell you, what you were saying, Ben, I know I was pretending not to listen, but I actually was listening, unlike you. So, it's not that I'm stalling because I don't know where the story's going. It's a matter of I have so many ideas of what's the best way to tell the story and how far back I need to go to make it better. So I'm trying to decide if I need to throw something in. And then I always go halfway and I just throw a couple things in and I probably should have thrown more or none. And going halfway doesn't work.
Well, can you just run your stories by us ahead of time and then we'll
trip them? I have to get them approved. Yeah, I could do that.
But sometimes not second guessing yourself is a better option than...
Well, it's not... the thing is, it's not that I'm second guessing myself because I don't think the story is a good story. It's more that I'm second guessing how far I should go back into the story because I ramble so much that I'm afraid that you guys are going to think I'm rambling and lose interest.
He does. Well, it's just... Danny's not the greatest at trimming shit down, and he's gotten better, though.
Yeah.
Chris is talking about my pubes, by the way.
I was waiting for that.
You remember in the when you would take the... Not the SATs, because I never took that, but the end of the year test, like the CTBS test.
CTBS testing. Yeah.
Well, you remember they always had that, like, they'd show you an essay, and then you'd have to take out the sentence that is not relevant to the point of the story? Mm-hmm. I feel like Daddy fucking flunked that every time.
Really? Because I'd be willing to put my CTBS test scores on the answers any day, Chris.
I didn't say the overall test scores would be higher than mine. I just said that particular section, 2B or whatever.
Was it 2B or was it not 2B? I can't remember.
I was waiting for that too.
Oh boy. I know he thought about not saying it, but it was just too good. He couldn't let that go.
Was it too good or was it not too good? I can't figure that out either.
You're funny, Danny.
Hey, do you know who likes my jokes? Jamie Enox. Or he's just better at giving pity laughs.
Well, Jamie's a dork.
That's right. Yeah. I'm going to tell you a story. And this happened maybe a couple weeks ago. Me and Chris were sitting in my room and we were writing something.
What were you guys writing?
We were just working on a list. Oh, it was for...
Screenplay?
Because I'm going to go on Five Tacos and a Taco.
I thought you were going to do that yesterday.
Oh, it didn't happen yesterday. I don't think they recorded. Maybe they did. It didn't happen yesterday. But I'm going to go on there at some point. I'd rather Chris goes on, but we'll see. Anyway, so we were right... Sorry.
I don't know why that was funny to me, too.
It was funny.
Because it's just what
especially
we just talked about.
Because of the context. I understand. I get it.
Because it's like, did you really need to add that? I'd rather Chris go on there. Like, that goes without saying. We'd rather have Chris go on everything and have you go out there and spread the word of our show.
You'd rather have Chris go on telling this story, too, but it's not going to happen. So we were writing this list, and Chris was making me laugh, but I was making Chris laugh, too. And I'm not sure if Chris was high or just in a good mood or tired, but I was making Chris laugh a lot, and a lot more than I have in a long time. And it reminded me of when me and Chris used to be friends in high school, and I used to make him laugh a lot, and he used to think I was funny. And I had a really fun time doing that. Then later, I thought about it, and it kind of made me sad because I was like, man, what happened? Am I not as funny as I used to be? Or does Chris not think I'm funny anymore? Or does Chris just not like to laugh as much as he used to? Because we used to spend a lot of time just... you know, sitting around making each other laugh. And it was a two-way street back then. Nowadays, it's more just him making me laugh and him getting angry at me.
Maybe it's just a lot different when you guys live together.
I wonder if that's part of it. I think that is part of it because we're more like family now than...
Because you guys see each other every day. I bet if Chris rarely ever had to see you, then he'd think you're funnier.
No, but do you remember this, Chris? And do you have any thoughts on that? Do you think that...
Well, I'd done so much crack that morning. I don't know. I guess I was maybe tired and in a funny mood or feeling like laughing and giving you maybe a little more credit.
But okay, there's a difference though. You were laughing. I know when you're fake laughing at me. At least when you're not fake laughing, but you're just letting yourself laugh more than you naturally would a little bit. But that night you definitely weren't. Now I feel like I'm trying to convince you that you didn't fake an orgasm for me. That night you were not faking, Chris. You know it.
That night on my bedroom floor.
I just laughed at you just then.
No, but I know.
Has my quota been filled? This is the thing that you want to know why there aren't people laughing at you. You demand a reason why we didn't laugh.
I don't.
You want an explanation. You want to know when the next laugh is coming.
I want the 9/11 commission to look into it.
How about the 911?
Oh, boy. But do you think that... something has changed with me, or do you think it's something's changed in you, or do you think it's just the situation?
Because oh,
around each other too much. I know you don't want to have this conversation, but I'm gonna make you.
I don't know. I think I think Ben's partly right. I think I don't know. I'm more critical of everything than I probably was when I was younger.
Oh, I agree with that.
I'm more critical of myself for sure. So it's not just you, it's everything.
You know, I wish you weren't quite as critical on yourself as you are now.
Well, if I wasn't, then I don't think I would.
I don't mean like that. I just mean you're not as fun-loving as you used to be or as easygoing.
I can see both sides of that argument, though. I could see why Chris does want to be critical of himself, but I can see where Danny thinks that he may be a little too critical of himself.
You think it's a middle ground on who's right? I mean, I don't think it's an argument of who's right. I'm not trying to say Chris isn't right to be critical. I'm telling you what I like. I liked hanging out with you when you were more sort of laid back or something, I guess.
Dave's telling me he doesn't like me.
But I don't want to say critical as much as I don't think Chris gives himself enough credit. Like, I think there's certain things that he does that are way funnier than he thinks that they are.
Oh, there's stuff that he won't let me put in the podcast that's hilarious because he's like, yeah, that wasn't funny.
Yeah, but the funniest stuff that I won't let you put on the podcast is all extremely racist and not good-hearted at all.
planes.
Shuttles departing to LAX every 5 minutes.
So the time is James Cameron.
Gentle conservative talk radio.
Get the latest news from the 870 KRLA News.
So I threw something at Chris maybe 2 months ago.
Football.
A football. And I wasn't trying to throw it at your balls. It just happened to hit you. And what? He dropped to the ground, and I laughed really hard. We all did.
What happened is it hit my dick so hard that my dick hit my balls. And that was probably more dangerous than anything.
So Chris told me that he was going to get revenge, and that I didn't know when or where. So then, maybe 2 weeks ago, Chris tried to get revenge on me, but my fucking ninja reflexes blocked it. I don't know how it happened. It was amazing how I went to block it before he even started throwing the punch. I sensed that he had revenge on his mind, and Chris will testify this is true. I don't know how I blocked it. There's no way I should have, but I blocked it, and I was so proud.
I bet Chris will say it's a little less amazing than you're making it out
Chris,
to be.
Tell him how amazing it was.
He was like that kid that played Donatello in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie.
See? Amazing. But, and then, yeah, when you were down here, did he just come up behind me and kick me in the balls? Is that what happened?
I think I was sitting in producer Brian's edit bay, and Danny was talking with us, and I think, like, sometimes when Danny just stands there, you never stand with, like, your knees close together. You're always in, like, an Aaron Rowan batting stance for some reason. Like, your ankles have to be 3 feet apart at all times when you're not running or walking.
Right.
And then Chris just came up from behind, and I think he may have even dropped to a knee just to get extra leverage. I don't remember how it went, but he definitely got you in the sweet spot.
He dropped me. I dropped to a knee.
Girls would never do that, by the way. Like, if I get kicked in the nuts, I'm pissed, but I think it's funny at the same time. No girl could ever kick another girl in the twat, and then she'd be like, all right, good one. You got me. I had my twat exposed.
Right, yeah, right.
That's fair. Fair is fair.
But it is funny how it's always funny to see someone get kicked in the balls.
And when I get kicked in the balls, I think it's funny, too.
Yeah. We actually had this conversation recently, too. Like, if I did some type of joke that was fun, like, it doesn't matter how much it ruins Chris's life, even if we stopped being friends over the joke, like, if I somehow murdered his mom in a funny way, he would have to admit it was funny. Like,
I might not admit to you, but I'll never lie to myself that it was funny.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, there's no line Chris could cross that, crisscross, that, that I wouldn't at least think the joke was funny.
I like how much he laughed at it.
I know.
Get it, guys? Crisscross?
Well, you guys see where I get my laugh now from my dad. But yeah, there's nothing Chris could do that I wouldn't think is funny. Seriously, if he murdered my mom in a funny enough way.
But what's like a funny way to murder?
I don't know. Push her down steps in like a...
Put a potato in her tailpipe.
Put a paint can on a rope and like hit her in the head with it. Just pick any scene out of
Home Alone,
pretty much.
I was making fun of his mom the other night because she's been in so many head-on collisions. And
she's just accidents in general that she's been rebuilt.
She's like part machine and she bleeds motor oil.
Oh, yeah. He said she sprung a leak, but motor oil was coming out.
She has bolts in her body.
Does she have a lot of metal in her?
She does. And she has different parts of her bone that have been removed from one place and put into another place. She's
I got part of my bone I've put in her and then removed and put in another place.
That's my mom you're talking about. She's a saint.
And then removed and put in another place.
Won't that look crazy, though, when your mom finally does die and then, like, all her meat and ligaments melt away and then you just see, like, her skeleton and half of it's, like, robotic parts?
It's just like RoboCop.
Her coffin would be rattling when they carried it down.
Wait, she's a skeleton by the time she gets put into the ground?
Oh, well, maybe they cremate her and they just put a bunch of nuts and bolts in an urn for you.
Looks like I just came from Ace Hardware.
Just 3 blocks from LAX. A
deluge of mud flowing from the fire-scarred and rain-soaked mountains.
Chance. We'll both feel a lot happier.
Raise your rock 401k.
Very nice. All right. I'd like it to be your second mix.
Can you ask when you go to the church?
Earlier this year, we saw a movement be
your perspective as a doctor on this important topic. I know we are helping a lot of people.
Is the spokesman for Ace Hardware?
Creation.
Apparently, it's Frank Caliendo.